Good morning. It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. We have certainly seen some changes over the past few days in the Grand Rapids area, at the very least. I'm sure that many of you have noticed the green coming out of the aspens. The leaves are finally breaking bud here. I had my first aspen leaves out and green on the 3rd of May, which is 5 days later than average. Now, that little slip in the average time was probably caused by the fact that it was quite cold right at the end of April and the first part of May. I had 23 degrees one of those days, and that just isn't conducive to plants leafing out. But the aspens are leafing out now, and it is certainly a good time to look and see the clonal nature of the aspens because of the fact that you'll get a whole patch of them that's all green all at the same time and all at the same intensity. Now, while you're studying the aspens, you're probably going to see some big tooth aspen, which are looking quite dead. I mean, they don't even have leaf buds that you can really make out unless you take binoculars and look at them. So the big tooth aspen typically are about 15 to 20 days behind the trembling aspen. And this year, I would expect that to be pretty close to the case. In an average year, there's usually about 18 to 20 days between the two. And the only time that that number gets tighter is when you have a really late year, like 2013. The aspens didn't leaf out until the middle of May. And then the big tooth aspen leafed out like 9 days later. So it was a really shortened patch in between the two. So look at the aspens and be aware that they are leafing out. And if you're looking at a patch of aspens that hasn't leafed out yet, it's very possible that it could be the big tooth aspen. The other aspen out there that is common in the area is the balsam poplar, also called balm of Gilead. And the balm of Gilead has a very aromatic bud. So if you're not sure whether or not your plant is balm of Gilead, go up and squeeze the bud, smell it, and you'll notice right away if it's quite aromatic, that is the balsam poplar. Now, that plant is just breaking leaf bud. I noticed on Sunday that there was just a tiny crack of green surrounding the balsam poplar leaf buds. So those are the aspens. There are some cottonwoods around here and there, and they're beginning to break leaf bud as well, but you will be unlikely to find cottonwoods unless somebody has planted one in your yard or you're down along some waterway. Otherwise, they just aren't that common in northern Minnesota. The next thing I want to talk about this morning is Juneberries. And my good friend Dallas Hudson over in Akeley, Minnesota, had first Juneberry blooms on the 3rd of May. And I got a note from Harvey Jader in Bemidji saying that the Juneberries had bloomed yesterday. And the average date for Juneberry bloom in the Grand Rapids area is the 7th of May. Now, I didn't see any blooming on the 7th of May, and when I left yesterday, I didn't see a Juneberry blooming until I was down around McGrath before I noticed Juneberries blooming in the woods. Juneberries are the first shrub to bloom, and they'll bloom bright white, and they bloom all at once. It's called a synchronous bloom. And what they do is they throw out every flower they've got on the same day. And that really attracts the insects, and it really gets pollination done in a big way for them. So watch for the Juneberries. Perhaps they bloomed already. Perhaps they bloomed yesterday. I wasn't in town, so I don't know. But I would expect that Juneberries will be blooming in the Grand Rapids area and north of Grand Rapids within the next 3, 4, 5 days at the latest. And you will notice them. Now, there's another flower that blooms just about the same time. In fact, Dallas made note of that too. The very day after his Juneberries bloomed on the 3rd of May, on the 4th of May, Canada Plum was blooming. Now, these are also white flowers, but The architecture is different. The Juneberries tend to be kind of loose and long-limbed, and the plums tend to be much shorter-limbed and much tighter. And the plum also, if you approach the plum, you'll see that it has some bright red in the middle and around the edges of the flowers. So you'll find it looks white from a distance, but if you walk up close, you'll see that it's quite red. So it's Juneberry and then plum. And the next one after the plum will be the Pincherry, and after Pincherry, Chokecherry. So that's your kind of order of white flowers. And by the way, I saw chokecherries in bloom down here in the Minneapolis area yesterday. I also saw a red elderberry in bloom down here. So you will probably want to watch for the elderberry to throw out their flowers as well. But I guess the elderberry probably falls in between the Pincherry and the chokecherry. So watch for those white flowers to be coming out and blooming in the next few days. Other notes, those are kind of the big ones. The marsh marigold began to bloom at my house. Blackberry has started to, leaves have started to emerge from the blackberry. I took a trip to the cities last week on Thursday with Matt, Sam, and Scott, and we were quite entertained all the way down looking at birds and having a wild conversation. And on the way to the cities, we passed Big Sandy Lake, and there was a flock of vultures sitting up in the tops of an aspen tree, and they were sunning themselves, basically. This is 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're up in the top of this aspen tree warming themselves. And, in fact, one of the birds had its wings spread, sitting in the tree, just had its wings spread, letting that warm sunshine bask on their bodies. The vultures like to warm up like that in the morning. They've got a real kind of an interesting lifestyle in that they don't get moving right away at the crack of dawn. They're more apt to sit and warm up and wait for the atmosphere to start to tumble. So as the earth warms from the sun, you begin to get these rising columns of warm air. And of course, that's what's going to support the turkey vultures, and they know that. They're not going to flap around in that cool early morning air. They're going to wait until the sun has warmed the air and starts these rising columns that will help lift them into the sky. So watch the vultures. There's lots of them around right now. On the way home from the cities, Matt and Sam and I stopped in Garrison and put our binoculars on the ducks that were in great numbers all across the area there. And saw flocks and flocks and flocks of scalp, and saw some northern shovelers and some redheads, and just, you can't imagine three more avid waterfowlers standing on the edge of a lake like that, drooling over their binoculars and looking at these beautiful, beautiful birds. So lots of ducks on the move, and Mille Lacs is full of them right now. If you've been wandering about in the woods and kind of looking at the forest floor, you're probably noticing that columbine is coming up. It's got kind of a fluted edge leaf. The large-leafed asters are coming up. You can see those leaves come up. They're sort of rolled tight in a spike, and as they come up, the first one kind of starts to unroll, and you can get the general shape of the large-leafed aster flower or leaf. And then You'll want to be checking out all of the bellworts, which, according to Dallas over in Akeley, are blooming. Now, I just had bellworts emerging from the ground on the 3rd of May. The sessile bellworts, the little pale yellow ones, the pale bellworts, were just coming out of the ground on Tuesday. And so there's been some activity among the bellworts, but I haven't seen any flowers in the Grand Rapids area yet. Lots and lots of plants are breaking leaf bud, blueberries and black chokeberry and yellow birch. And Dallas reports from the Akeley area that his blueberries have actually started to flower already. So watch those. Leatherleaf, a plant of the shrub of the bogs and swamps. It has rows of these little white bell-shaped flowers. The flowers look a lot like the blueberry flower, but they are they're, you know, dozens of them in a row. And so you're not likely to see, like the blueberries are kind of random and in clusters here and there. Think of how the blueberries themselves appear on the plant. And this is not at all like the the leather leaf that's growing in the swamps. It's a whole different kind of an arrangement of the flowers on the stems. As I started to interrupt myself there, the interrupted ferns have come up and are now starting to unwind. And I also saw early fronds coming up out of the ostrich ferns by my house. Now, if you are a person who likes to harvest wild foods, the ostrich fern is a delicious fern and one that you're probably going to want to look up. But the difference between the edible ostrich fern and the inedible interrupted fern is that the interrupted fern is covered in white hairs, absolutely covered in white hairs. And you're going to look at that and think, ooh, that wouldn't be very palatable. And you're right, it's not. It's not poisonous, but it's just not that good to eat. The ostrich fern, on the other hand, is dark green, and the easiest way to identify the ostrich fern is to look at the stem. And the stem is, in cross-section, the stem forms a deep U-shaped stem, and that helps to support that big frond that the ostrich fern puts out. They're coming up now, so if you want to get out and look for them, look for clumps. These ferns always grow in clumps, but so do the interrupted ferns. The interrupted ferns are white and pale green and very, very hairy, and the ostrich fern is deep, deep green and has that strongly U-shaped stem. So that should help you find the edible ostrich fern. Red maples are setting seeds and have started to break leaf bud. I noticed this past week that the sugar maples are starting to flower. And if you have a sugar maple in your yard right now, or if you're driving by one as you're driving around this morning, you're going to see a cloud of bright yellowish, well, kind of a pale yellow flower that's going to be hanging all over the sugar maples. And this is a good time of year to check those out. The red oaks and white oaks are just breaking leaf bud up north. Down here, just north of the cities in woodlots where they predominate, they have the leaves are beginning to come out. And as they open, there's this kind of reddish, rusty tinge to them. And so they, overall, the color is, it's in the green spectrum, but it's got a lot of red in it, and it is just absolutely gorgeous. I would say it's going to be a week to 10 days before we see the same thing with our red oaks up north. So check those out. Marsh marigolds will be blooming or are blooming in northern Minnesota right now. At the Jimmy's concert on Saturday night at the Seis de Mayo party at KAXE, American toads were singing along the banks of the Mississippi. And Dallas Hudson over in Akeley says that the tree frogs are singing over there. And probably if I get a moment to stand outside at my house in the next couple of days, I'll hear the tree frogs myself. Paper birch, the white birch, are the catkins, the male flowers are starting to distend. And I'm sure if you could climb up there and shake the tree, you'd see pollen coming out. And the fly honeysuckle, the northern fly honeysuckle, Canada fly honeysuckle, is in full bloom right now, peak bloom. So get out. The honeysuckles are kind of easy to find right now because everybody else has their leaves are just starting to break, and the fly honeysuckle has big, bright green leaves on it. So if you're driving along this morning or if you're out in the woods at all today, look for these shrubs. They're never very high. They're seldom more than 5 feet tall. and they will be quite green in appearance because the leaves are really coming out. And if you walk over and look closely, you'll see these twinned yellow flowers that are will be the fruits later on this summer. Lots of equisetum is coming up. Water equisetum is quite tall right now. The field equisetum and meadow equisetum are popping up, and I haven't seen it yet, but it may be just that I haven't walked in the right neighborhoods. But the forest equisetum is coming up as well, I'm sure. In the Bemidji area, the windflower or wood anemones are coming up right down at the ground, kind of a quarrel of three purplish-green leaves and a white flower at the top that is, there are five white bracts. Those are not flowers, but bracts, and those bracts serve to attract the insects to the windflower. So get out and look around. You won't be disappointed. Lots of things to see right now. This is absolutely the boom time of the year, and if you ever wanted to start keeping genealogy records, today might be the day to start writing it down. That's the Phenology Show for this week. As always, keep your eyes open, and if you have observations you'd like to share, please send them along.